Welcome to the Nurtured Meditation Podcast. This is Wellness Wednesdays, your weekly dose of all things mind, body, spirit, and health. Each episode, we will focus on a different topic, allowing you to expand your knowledge and deepen your connection into yourself. And before we begin, I have one simple yet very powerful question for you. How are you today? Hello everybody, I am back. And it's Wellness Wednesdays again. Now, if you're listening to my podcast, you might have noticed I have been quiet for a minute, or about a week actually. And it's just because I was honestly just having a really tough week. A lot of stuff was going on in my life and emotionally and with the full moon, and it was really full on for me, and I was really struggling, and I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting that. And I just thought that I wasn't in the right headspace, or I wasn't feeling like that I could show up for you in the best possible form. And so I didn't want to just upload episodes for the sake of it. I thought, no, I'm going to take this week just for me to clear my head, to heal, to get everything in order, you know, and I'm feeling good now. So here I am. And there's a couple things I wanted to talk about in this episode. And one of the things was just the fact that if you're like me, where you are having an off week or an off day or whatever time frame it is for you, feel into it. Allow yourself to feel into what's happening with your emotions, with the situation, and don't be afraid to take time away from social events or work or your day-to-day tasks. Only do what you feel you have the capacity to do. Don't push yourself. Don't feel like you need to show up if you don't feel like you have the capacity to show up. I mean, I guess it depends on what you do for work and all that kind of thing as well. But I just think we need to take more, you know, wellness days for ourselves, or wellness weeks. We're in such a rush these days, and we're in such a society of pressure to do things and get things done, and we want things done now or yesterday. And, you know, we often put ourselves on the back burner, which I've said before, and we don't allow time for ourselves. And then things build up, situations happen which cause you to blow up. And then that plays on us emotionally and mentally and physically until something gives way. So if you're like me, where you are having a really tough off week, don't be afraid to just take a step back and maybe prioritize what you've got to do. Maybe something can wait till next week, or maybe something can wait just a couple extra days until you have to do it, because what's the point of showing up for people without your full capacity, without your full energy? Because you won't do as well as you would if you were at 100%. Maybe have a think about that. And if you follow me on social media, which you can on Instagram at Lisa, LISA_nurtured and nourished. So I've just recently posted on there, and it was why I started practicing meditation and what got me into wanting to become a meditation teacher. And it was a really vulnerable post. I've never told that story before on social media. And why did I share it on social media? Well, I think that there's a power in being vulnerable and open to everybody. I don't want to hide who I am and why I do meditation or why I do things. What's the point of hiding it? I have nothing to hide. So I just wanted this post to be honest and vulnerable. And the story is that a few years ago I was in a relationship, and what I would now call an emotionally abusive relationship. I was at a rock bottom with myself and in life. I was crying myself to sleep at night. I was making excuses for my partner, and everyone else around me was telling me that I needed to leave, or that they weren't good enough, or you know how it goes. And I didn't want to believe it. I really hoped that I could make it work, and I'd make excuses, and everyone could see right through it except me. But I guess I was in denial, and it got to the point where I was just so my self-esteem was so low, I felt like dirt. And I turned to alcohol because that was something that helped maybe cope. And I was drinking a bottle of wine a day. I know that sounds ridiculous now, but at the time I think I just grew immune to it, so then I'd have to drink more. And obviously I gained weight. I ended up being the heaviest I've ever been, and I was incredibly unhappy. I had no self-confidence. I was avoiding social things. I'm close with my family, but, you know, I think I grew distant from them, maybe subconsciously. Anyway, I was just a really, really shit time in my life, and it's hard to think about now. I'm over the relationship. I'm not holding any grudges or anything anymore, but it's just hard to think about because it was such a tough time, and I feel sorry for that girl that was me a few years ago. You know, I feel sorry for her. I feel like she just needed love and she needed a hug, and yeah, I just feel sorry for her. And it's weird to think that that was me, you know. It seems like another life, or it doesn't seem like that it was me back then. But anyway, I finally left my partner, and I moved back home, and it took me a few months to get into the swing of things and to settle in. It was very weird being back home, and I eventually did decide to join a gym, and I went to gym for a few months, and I lost about 15 kilos, which was good, but I guess a lot of that was emotional weight as well. And I eventually found yoga and meditation at a local studio, and I decided that I would join and I would go. And it was the first time in years that I had done yoga, and I was new to meditation. So it took me a few classes to I guess, get used to it and enjoy it. But I kept going, and I enjoyed it so much that I was going to like 5 or more classes a week. I loved it, and that got me into shape as well. I got more flexible, etc. And I really, really, like, in the depth of my soul, just knew I found my calling, or I found something. It sort of tapped into a deeper part of me. And I guess that's what yoga and meditation do. But I felt like on a, you know, on another level, I had to share this with people. I thought, I'm feeling so amazing and so like a new person. I have to share this with everybody. How can I keep going to these classes and not tell everyone how amazing it is? And anyway, so a few months go by and I decided I have to learn meditation teaching. So I searched for the best possible college. I had to do an online course because I was working and I couldn't not work. So I found a college that I really liked. And they had thorough information, really good coaches, and they were accredited as well. So I decided to enroll, and it was something so new for me. And I've done courses and diplomas before, but it was a very thorough online course. And I guess the thing with online courses sometimes is that, you know, you lose interest, or you, because you're not in a classroom, you don't have that motivation, or I don't know, you know, those things, those thoughts always kind of come up. But I found with this, it was really great because I had a coach, and we would have Skype sessions once a month, and I would hand in my work and she would mark it and all that. Oh, it was a bit longer than a month, I think. But anyway, each module was different. So I was well into that, and I was probably 3/4 of the way through and maybe about a year into it. And I lost interest. I don't know what happened. Life came in the way, and I had other hobbies and different interests, you know. And I decided to stop studying. I wanted to put it on hold because I just didn't feel like I had the capacity to keep learning at that point. And my coach was upset that I quit. And I was disappointed as well because, you know, I don't like not finishing something. And anyway, I went about life and did what I wanted to do. And it was another year, I guess. And then I found yoga and meditation again, and something clicked. Something in my life brought me back to it. And I guess I probably, I wouldn't say hit another rock bottom, but I, you know, I sloped back down the hill. I didn't go down to the bottom though, but I don't know, things just weren't working out. And so it brought me back, and I started doing yoga and meditation again. And I just felt that pull, that connection again. And I thought, oh, why did I stop doing this course? Anyway, I picked it back up again, and I finally finished it this year. So it's taken me a while to do it. It's not meant to take this long to do. And yeah, I finally completed it this year. So I'm a qualified meditation teacher now. And yeah, I'm so excited that I finally finished it. And I've got this podcast, and doing classes and sharing a lot online, which is great, you know, about meditation. I wasn't sharing so much beforehand in the course. It's more so been towards the end of last year and then this year. So, you know, I just love sharing it, and I love being able to teach and guide. And I just think that it's so beneficial in so many ways. Like, when I started doing meditation and yoga, and it just picked me up out of the darkness and showed me the light, pretty much. Like, that's probably a perfect way to describe it. And yeah, and then so here I am. And that is my story. That is what I shared on my last post on Instagram. I mean, yeah, it's it's very vulnerable. It's very different for me to share something like that. And yeah, I mean, I just think that people need to be more vulnerable, more open, and share their stories, you know, and don't worry about being judged for it or worrying about if you're going to cop any flack for it. I mean, there are people out there that will connect with your story, or that might even thank you for sharing your side of the story and what, you know, your past or why you're doing something. Because I guess, you know, when you decide to follow somebody on whatever platform in life it is, I guess, you know, you need to connect on a deeper level sometimes, and it's good to know where someone's come from. It's good to know what brought them there and why they're doing what they're doing. I think that's just, you know, in general, really. And so I guess in this podcast, I wanted to tell you that story as well. And also to tell you not to be afraid of being vulnerable or open. I mean, we have such a fear over it. We have such a fear over being vulnerable because we think it's weak. We think that we'll get ridiculed. We think we will get criticized. And while that can happen, I'm not saying that's not going to happen, and whilst it is a valid fear, I think that we sometimes need to step out of that comfort zone, and we need to open ourselves up to the world, because wonderful things can happen. And I think nowadays with the social media platforms, we really can't believe everything we see and read, because I mean, how do we know what's real and what isn't real? A lot of the time when you see someone's profile, it's what they call the highlight reel now. They show the good things happening in their life, or the edited photos, or the, you know, I don't want to pick on a certain type of genre, but you get where I'm going. So, you know, they show the best things happening in life, or sometimes they probably make it all up. You don't know. And so I think it just, it brings everything back down to earth when everybody's a bit more open and honest and vulnerable, and it can be a really beautiful thing. Anyway, so that's my Wellness Wednesday for this week. And I'll be bringing a meditation to the podcast on Sunday, so I hope you listen to that. And if you've enjoyed listening so far, I really would love your review as well on whatever platform that you listen on, and I would love for you to share episodes that you enjoy and hit me up on social media and send me a message if you like. I will share them in the show notes. I'll put some links in there as well if you wish to check it out. Anyway, I hope you're all well. I hope that you are having a good week. And if you're not, then feel free to just take some time out, take a step back, and also remember to breathe. Yes, as a meditation teacher, I'm going to connect back into the breath here and just let you know that you can reset at any moment in your day with the breath. Oftentimes when we feel stressed and chaotic, when we're running around, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing that, and then, you know, it's crazy. If you just stop and just take a moment, it just does something. It just resets you. So keep that in mind and come back to the breath during the day. If you ever feel a bit crazy or emotional, just take a breath, take a moment, and reset yourself. I look forward to chatting to you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Nurtured Meditation Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I would love your 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice and share this with loved ones who may also enjoy listening. I look forward to chatting with you next time.